Start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Bill Mole, Owosso Supreme Methodist. Pastor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Father God, thank you that we can all gather together in places like this, and we think of our community tonight, and we think of so many different people from so many different facets of life. Those who are struggling to keep the lights on, those who are struggling to keep a home, those who are worried about where their next meal is. And Lord, even though that may not be our circumstance, help us to always be concerned about the person who has less than us. And so as decisions are made tonight and as conversations are had tonight, we just ask that you would lead us in a path that would consider everyone, no matter what their position of life is. And we pause and ask for wisdom tonight, because one of the things I'm keenly aware of is that human beings have not enough wisdom on their own. No matter how much we think we know, there's always more than we can see. So grant these making decisions tonight the wisdom needed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Director Ryan Suponik.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Ludington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
Motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of November the 3rd, 2025.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Support.
A motion support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of November the 3rd, 2025 are approved. This brings us to proclamations and special presentations, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to public hearings, in which we have none tonight. This brings us to our first citizen comments, which each person wishing to address the City Council or attending officials shall be afforded one opportunity up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes duration during the last occasion, provided for citizen comments and questions. When recognized, please give your name and address and direct your comments to the mayor. Is there anyone tonight that would like to address the council? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Diane Chernowski. I live at 1101 North Shiawassee Street in Owosso. I would like to address the council about the non-existent leaf pickup after the leaves fall. We send our leaf trucks around in October when there are no leaves to pick up. I guess they sightsee through the city. And then when the leaves fall, they tell you they've already come through and they aren't going to pick them up anymore. And I called the city Friday and asked about leaf pickup, and they told me they had been through my part of the city twice and they were not coming back. I said, well, I live on the corner with Campbell Street and North Campbell and all this. I said, there's leaves all the way down the street. And they said, oh, we've already been through there twice. We have limited resources. If we have limited resources, then why are we using them to drive through the city and sightsee in October when there aren't any leaves to pick up? We could have easily said, when we sent out the paper, we could have said on our website and in the paper, we could have said, well, due to the fact the leaves have not fallen, we are going to start the leaf schedule 2 weeks late. I know in the city of Livonia, they did not start till November this year because of the leaf fall. So now we have a whole street full of leaves. People have pushed them all out on the street, and they're never going to ever get picked up. What are we supposed to do, set fire to them? I mean, how are you supposed to get rid of them now? I mean, it would take one person with one cigarette walking down that street, dropping it in those leaves, and we could have a really nice fire. What is the point of having leaf pickup trucks if they're going to drive through the city before the leaves fall? I don't want a fire, and I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do with my leaves now? Because they're never going to get picked up again until next year. And I don't think that this is a good use of resources, and I think that maybe we need to rethink this in the future.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, I appreciate your comments, number one. It's something to discuss, obviously. I don't know about this year, and I don't know everything about the leaf pickup and what's happening when it comes to this year without doing further investigation. But I do think you've made a very good point regarding when you start. I understand about the two leaf pickup, but not really getting able to talk to my director and so forth. If, you know, do we have these options so we can start in November? It might seem simple that we can just make that simple change, but until I get a chance to talk to the people in charge that know more than I do, I don't want to make any assumptions. But I do hear you because I live on Pine Street at the end. And all the leaves fell after the fact. So I get it. And we're all in the same situation. But let me just do a little bit of investigation with it.
You might want to ask for just a minute.
Yeah, you can come back up.
I asked the guy to transfer me to someone else, and he transferred me, he told me he was transferring to the head of, I think, public works, the people who do parks and stuff.
Right.
But I don't know, because all I got was a voicemail. I left a message, and nobody ever returned the phone call.
Well,
and I would like to know why that happened, too.
Okay. Well, my office is always open. Now, I'm going to be gone. I'm not a full-time mayor, though I am here as the city manager runs the city. But I'd be more than happy when I get back from my trip next week. My office is open. I'll be there. And you can come, and I'll try to find more information also. Maybe I'll have some answers.
But what I don't understand is why the public works guy didn't answer the phone.
Well, I'll have to find out for you.
Okay.
All right.
That's all I have.
I appreciate it. Okay, moving on. This brings us to council comments. Are there any council comments?
I have one.
I kind of thought so.
Because it's like a new fun thing. So this is actually lighthearted. I just thought I would share something that I think is kind of unexpectedly connected to a real moment that's happening right now, which is the end of the penny, RIP penny. So last week, the U.S. Mint struck that final batch of pennies that will ever be made for circulation. And, of course, pennies are still legal tender. They're going to be received, but we're just not making any more. But when that news came out, it kind of hit me in this weirdly personal way. Because in our family, the pennies actually become this interesting symbol. About 6 years ago, my husband Will and my sister and I were joking about what actually counts as philanthropy. We had just driven by an old billboard featuring Ty Pennington, the home renovation guy, and we were like, oh, wow, that's crazy. We haven't seen him in forever. So we were looking him up, and philanthropist was listed as his number one thing in his bio. And we thought to ourselves, huh, I wonder how small the bar is to be considered a philanthropist. Like, does take a penny, leave a penny count as philanthropy? And our joke kind of turned into a challenge between the three of us, my sister, my husband, and myself, to do one tiny act of philanthropy a day, anonymously, if at all possible. Nothing big, nothing expensive, just something small, which nudged us outside of ourselves. Later that night, my husband went into the garage and grabbed a handful of pennies and stamped WWTD, what would Ty do, onto them. And he turned them into these little keychains. And funny enough, I brought it because I've actually still got it on my keychain. It just kind of rides around with me forever. But anyways, over time, these little pennies became reminders for us to leave coins on benches near bus stops, to vote for a policy that maybe benefits the community but will cost us a little bit more, to donate $5 when a cause matters, or to just do something that no one else will ever trace back to us. That last one is actually Will's favorite, my husband's favorite. He is an anonymous do-gooder. So when I heard the news about the penny being minted, no longer minted. I thought about my keychain and the small things that make a community feel alive. And I realized that even with the smallest coin in our country going out of business, doesn't mean that the smallest actions have to. Across Michigan, communities are finding momentum in tiny efforts. Micro cleanup crews in Alpena, a community gear swap in St. John's, and in Traverse City, they're doing little actions, big impact as a winter challenge. These aren't really giant things. They're certainly not expensive. They're just people choosing to do something small, which makes things better. Here in Owosso, we see the same thing every day. We do see a neighbor cleaning out the storm drain so that the street doesn't flood. We see residents, especially last winter, I'm sure this winter again, salting sidewalks that aren't technically their responsibility. Families are building little free libraries. Teachers are spending extra time with the kids who need it. Business owners downtown are decorating their windows early just to add a little bit more charm and care to the downtown. And just recently in Parks and Rec, we had 25 people donate in a single day sleds for the sled station because it's going to make winter more fun for everyone. None of it's glamorous, none of it's going to end up on a plaque, but it does compound like pennies do, or pennies used to. So, as the penny ends its production run, maybe this is the moment to ask ourselves a simple, slightly silly, surprisingly useful question. What would Ty do? Or really, what small things can we do to nudge our community forward? What tiny acts, what tiny kindnesses, tiny choices for the greater good? The penny may be leaving circulation, but here in Owosso, all of these small things, they just don't have to disappear unless we let them. So as I would, this is my willfulness says, as we go into the winter season, I'd encourage all of us to hold on to the small things and do our best to be the kind of neighbor and community member that we'd love to see reflected back to us. Because in the end, it's the small things that build the big picture of who we are as a community. So RIP Penny, but yay Owosso. That was it.
Thank you very much.
Lighthearted.
Appreciate it. Further comments? Seeing none, this brings us to the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Teich.
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, which we have one tonight, the New Year's Eve ball drop and block party fireworks permit request. I don't know if there would be any comments that we'd need to go through tonight or just look for a motion on that. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Support.
Okay, I have a motion to support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Luddington?
Yes.
Mayor Teich?
Yes, the New Year's Eve ball drop and block party fireworks permit is approved, and I want to obviously thank one of our council men, Chris Owens, for taking the role on again, leading this and making it happen. And, well, we know all the effort you put in, so
it's a great time. It's well worth the effort.
You bet. We appreciate what you do. This brings us to our second citizen comments, which you would be allowed to address the council for up to 3 minutes. Is there anyone at this time that would like to address the council? Seeing none, this brings us to our second citizen council comments. I would like to, first of all, thank Deb Adams for stepping up for another term on OHC.
Yay, Deb.
Hey, Deb, thank you for all you do. You've been on that board for a few years. Just remember.
I know, she's looking.
She's looking, yeah, she's smiling too, you know that. And I thank Lorraine Wickworth. I also thank, which I didn't thank, Councilwoman Osmer for stepping up as well for the board, OHC board. Much, and thank you as well again, Councilman Owens, for your time on that board. Appreciate that. And I want to thank also all the work that city manager's done on the portal. I think he came up with it. All your work and so forth came up with a fantastic deal for the city when it comes to you getting, I told you today, the 2-for-1 is the way I look at it. When you get it, we have a community engagement portal now, and we have a water portal. And I think that we're going to benefit from that. All the citizens are going to benefit from that. So I thank you for your work on that. Going on, other than that, any other tips? Yes, ma'am.
Can we talk about the tree canopy?
You can.
We discussed last time.
You can.
Amy had a wonderful memo that involved a couple of, I don't know if you guys all saw it at the back of our last packet. Yeah, so there were some points that we could kind of fine-tune, and after that meeting, the last meeting, we discussed maybe being able to chat about it as a council. Whether we want to direct them to...
Yeah, I brought the assistant city manager here just for that reason, just in case there might be... I thought maybe it might be good to... I have the memo. If anybody wants a copy of the memo that was in the packet, does anybody want a copy of the memo that the assistant city manager...
I didn't bring my new one, but we've got Amy. We got the author right here signing autographs.
Well, if anybody wants one...
Yes, I'll take a renewed copy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody down here?
Sure. Only if we're getting autographs.
I got an extra one if anybody wants it. So, hey, Assistant City Manager, if you would do us a favor, you went over exactly in detail what we do as of today and what you do as of today. You are the tree person. You are the only tree person that in the administrative portion of it. And you work hand in hand with the DPW, so you're a team with the DPW yourself, and what you do to make us basically a Tree City USA city.
Yes.
And so, if you want to get up and just kind of go, it's pretty much doing a bullet point of what you already wrote, and then we can go from there.
Okay. So I was asked to write you guys a memo regarding possibly starting a tree equity program. And to do that, I thought it was important to start with what we currently do. So currently, we plant trees for residents who request one. And we're talking specifically right-of-way trees. We are not allowed to be using taxpayer dollars to plant trees on private property. So the area between the sidewalk and the street, and then public parks. So if a resident requests a tree, we will send someone from DPW out, and there are some parameters. So we can't plant a tree in the exact same spot there was one before. We have to be a certain distance from another tree. If there are overhead power lines, there are some restrictions we have to follow. Sometimes there's underground utilities that we can't plant too close to. You can't be too close to a driveway. There's lots of factors. So once it's determined, yes, we can plant a tree there, then I will reach out to that resident and we talk about what kind of tree they would like. Some people are opinionated on that. Some are not. There is a list that you can only pick off of that list. It was created by an arborist sometime before. Once they pick a tree, then Mystic will be called to come out and make sure there's nothing underground that would prevent us from digging a hole to plant the tree. And then DPW will plant. We, right now, in the spring, we do, for Arbor Day, we plant in the parks. And then in the fall, we do right-of-way planting. This last year, we planted 32 right-of-way trees, I believe. From a capacity standpoint, it would be hard to expand a lot more trees. I spent a lot of time working with the residents and working with DPW. And I don't know how many more trees I could add to that. Also, I don't know how many more trees DPW could add to their planting schedule. So with that in mind, if we are talking about a tree equity program, my suggestion was that you could target specific areas of the city that are identified as having less tree canopy instead of spreading your efforts around. In the memo, I did give you a website that has a tree equity tool. They have OWASO broken down by census blocks, and each census block has, or neighborhood, has a score. If you wanted, we could mail postcards to starting with the area that had the lowest score and offer them a tree. So it would be the same program in the fact that you get a tree if you want a tree. We ask people to commit to watering that tree, and then they could sign up. So it would be essentially doing what we do now, but in a more targeted to a geographic location.
Okay. My main thing on the business side of it is that at this point in time, and I actually want to, I don't want to make this a half an hour discussion on trees, Councilwoman, but I do want to say that we do have our goal setting meeting that we all get together. We decide what goals we want to do and so forth. We put the stickies up and so forth, and then we pick our major ones that get the highest score, and we try to focus on that. But what I want to emphasize is that the way the city is set up right now is we have only the city assistant city manager and DPW, and for what we're doing right now, we're pretty much spent. I went to her and asked her, the assistant city manager, what our money was. That's the second thing. What's our manpower? What's our capability right now of what we can do? My thoughts are we're maxed out by what I see. What's our budget? And so I got that, and the budget was basically broken down to about $3,000 in the general fund and rec for parks only. So I got $3,000 there, $2,500 for general fund, public works, row trees, and then we get $3,000 from consumers. So the budget for what we have is obviously we use every penny of it to do what we do. So to go further than that, we would have to, in other meetings other than here, we'd have to say, okay, the city council likes the tree equity. We like it. We want to do more with it. And now how are we going to get there? And based on manpower and money.
Well, I like what she's suggesting, which is not spending more, but just spending it more strategically. Yeah,
so
exactly.
I
think that I wouldn't ask you to do more. It's more like, how do we use the limited resources we have to the greatest advantage for the whole community? And I like your idea of targeting areas that are scoring poorly on that site. I think that's a marvelous solution. So I'm zero objection to the prescribed plan.
Because I think we all agree. The assistant city manager's doing a great job.
I've harassed her about trees like three times in my tenure. Yes, she does a great job.
So I talked with the city manager. City manager, should we put the postcard mailing on an item of business to have that done for next meeting, or how would you like to handle that? I think, are we in agreement that as a council that this sounds like a pretty good idea, because I'm in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be really interesting, too, to publish, maybe, or to, like, kind of conceptualize the scoring so that way the public can actually see, like, hey, you might be in more of a shade deficit, you know, in your area, reach out to us and let us know. You know, there might be like a social media campaign, especially with the communication portal and things like that coming more into our language. Maybe we can take the data and actually disseminate it to the people too, yeah, in a way that's makes them self-identify as wanting more than just with the postcard, because postcards were hampered by postage. You know, we just fought tooth and nail about the postage requirements for the water billing. So, like, as much as we could do for free, PSA-wise, like, whether it's maybe you could do, like, a cute little, like, just a little video on that you post on something. You know, be cute. Just kidding.
I wanted to say that I hadn't seen this resource that you cited to us, Assistant City Manager, but I think it was really helpful what you shared. And I know we had previously talked about like doing research or something like this, but I think this is everything we need right here. Yeah. And so I'm in support of doing like just targeted, like what you said.
Okay. Yeah, that's a major boom.
Yep. Sounds like you're spot on.
Good. Thank you.
All right, you bet. Thank you.
Thanks for staying late.
Yeah. So, City Manager, what's your thoughts?
Well, I'm hearing a couple things. Are you not interested in having some sort of targeted mailer?
We are. Right?
I mean, I'd be curious to see what the cost would work out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to. I think we are all very sensitive to postage and things like that. So
maybe bring it back.
If we can do as much online or free.
My prediction is that a targeted mailer will not meet the expense threshold for council involvement, which is to say it's going to be less than $10,000. I don't know how much that would be or which areas we're looking at, but I'm on the Tree Equity Score website. For one, I think rather than having our own social media campaign, we simply share this resource with people to say, if you're interested, we'll direct you here, tell us what you think, and we go from there, rather than inventing some other campaign through our own means. This is a great, great resource, so just sharing it with people and letting them know it's available is going to help tremendously. Second, we're more than happy to investigate a mailer. Like I said, it would probably be less than the threshold for your involvement, but we can look into that. I wouldn't be too worried about a targeted mailer because you're not sending it to the entire city. And lastly, the portals. I think the water portal is going to take a little bit more time to implement just because it has to talk to our water meters and accounting software. The community engagement portal will take less time, but we're still talking, I'm thinking 10 weeks to get that up and going. But that is going to be a good resource to disseminate this information as well. So maybe you don't want to do a mailer. We'll just target certain neighborhoods through that new tool. But let us look into it. And as a part of that, we'll get some cost estimates for mailer based on which parts of town we want to increase these shade scores.
And okay. We have time.
We have plenty of time.
That doesn't happen until next fall.
Good point. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
How likely is it that we're going to get to a point where we can post community resources and direct people from our actual city website for things like when people need assistance or for like this to notify them of like, hey, you might qualify for more shade in your, you know what I mean? Like, check out this thing. But like, I know other city websites actually have dedicated pages to direct our residents to resources that are available for them in general that are outside of us, but are approved and, or, you know, not approved, like stamp of approval, but valuable.
The city is currently going through a request for proposals period for a new website. Ours is a bit clunky and outdated, so I imagine that will get a heck of a lot easier when we get that new website up and going. I've worked in communities where we were easily able to create those sort of redirects internally. I'm not there with our current website. I rely on other employees to do that. With newer websites, we're going to have a lot more internal control, which means more employees are going to be able to change and change things in the website and alter these pages. It's going to get a lot easier. So I hear you.
So maybe that's something we could consider and earmarking for when the new website goes up, is maybe that could be something that we plan to add to a community resource page.
Well, it's simply just a feature of it's a feature of our internet presence, I guess.
Yeah.
So we just need a better base to work from. We're getting there. But we hear you.
You're perfect. Oh, Rachel.
I have another council comment, but it's not related to tree equity, yes. So I don't know, are we still doing that?
I think we're
cool.
Right ahead.
I just wanted to confirm that next Tuesday is the Catholic Charities mobile food distribution, and I have a few of you from council committed to volunteer at it, and I wanted to make sure that I'm confirmed with Mayor and Kathy. Chris, and Emily.
Mm-hmm.
If the other three of you change your mind and your schedule permits, let me know. And then Amy, right? Yeah?
I.
You as well?
Nathan? I acknowledge, yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Because I need to let them know about volunteers, so.
Sure.
And that's it for me. Thank you.
For the comments. Seeing none. This would bring us to our next meeting, being Monday, December the 1st, and I would be looking for a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
A motion and a second, I believe.
Support.
Support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. We are adjourned.